Welcome to the Just Believe Show. I'm your host, Irving Mack. The show is dedicated to raising mental health awareness and preventing suicide. If you ever need any help or resources, check the show notes. And remember, I got you. If you enjoyed the conversation, please leave a review. We're stronger together and can overcome any obstacle that life presents. With that being said, enjoy the show. This is the Just Believe Show. I'm your host, Irving Mack. Today, I am honored to sit down with Dr. Chris Kastner. He's a very good friend of mine. To be honest, we met years ago and we was in a different field. And I would never forget one night we had a conversation. It was very deep. And he's just like, "Hey, Irby, you know, what's your passion? I know like you enjoy doing this, but what is it?" And at the time I wasn't really comfortable sharing too much of my, you know, trauma or my pain. But I was comfortable, you know, sharing some positive quotes or trying to put out a little bit of motivation for those. And I was telling him at some point, I'm going to share my story, my journey on why I'm so positive and why I believe in it. And when I asked him, he said, "Yeah, you know, I'm really into this holistic healing, holistic wellness, to be honest with you. You know, we have things that's like acupuncture, cupping, you know, all these herbs that we can actually help others." And I was just like, "Oh, hey, you know, I'm kind of into that." And that conversation was many moons ago to which I feel like was yesterday. And I blink and I turn around to see him actually become a doctor and have his own establishment where he is doing holistic wellness. This conversation to me said something that I enjoy personally, to know that the sky is the limit, right? To see someone said, hey, remember back then when I told you I was thinking about doing this? Well, I did it. And for myself to say, "Hey, remember I said I was going to do this? Now I'm doing it." And that is something that I truly admire. You know, it's not easy chasing your dreams and turning them into reality. And when you find people that do that, you have to keep him close. And I gave him his flowers and I'm still giving him his flowers because it's very challenging being, you know, when you work from a 9-to-5 and you saying, "Man, my passion is screaming at me to go chase it." And you do it and you become an entrepreneur. And that is scary. You know, entrepreneur, solopreneur. It's very scary because you don't know when's your next payday. And, you know, we talk about that a little bit in this episode. We talk about the rewards of it and also the things that's required that people don't really say out loud. I hope you guys enjoy this episode from learning about holistic wellness and also learning about the importance of growth and believing in yourself. Even though it's meant to illness awareness week and, you know, for myself, I haven't really been putting out content just because I had a situation that was pretty much close to home. Hit that, you know, a phone call can change your life, your attitude. And it really have. So, I, you know, for those who haven't seen me in person or haven't really seen me in social media posting as much, yeah, I just not gonna lie, you know, Superman got his ass knocked down and I'm getting back up slowly but surely. So it's just one of those things that, you know, I talk about self-care a lot and, you know, checking on your strong friends and even for myself, trying to check on others dabbling into this entrepreneur world. I haven't been as much as I used to, and to get a phone call like that, I'm not blaming myself. It's just, you know, like, wow, it's just shocking, you know. You're one of the reasons why I go so hard and one of the reasons why I talk about, you know, suicide prevention and all of that and, you know, mental health and all of that. So to get a phone call like that randomly, it really put me on my ass. But I'm getting back into it. I'm doing okay. putting on my own oxygen mask and preparing to assist others. So sorry for those who was looking for me that haven't seen me post, especially some of, you know, my friends that text me. I haven't really been in a mindset to say, hey, you know, hey, this is what's going on. It's just a lot. You know, I've been processing and everybody processes differently. So apologize for those. If I didn't respond in the text, I apologize for those who, I'll, you know, kind of fade to black a little bit. But with that being said, today's episode should be fun. I enjoyed it. Hopefully you can too. And don't forget to leave a review. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of the Just Believe Show. I'm your host, Herbie Mack. Today, I'm honored by a good friend and also someone that I'm happy that he's in his field. I've been knowing this gentleman for years now. I'm not gonna put an age or a time on it, but I've been knowing him for years. And he have sat back and always was like zen. And with that being said, he decided to branch off and do his own thing. Aiki Wellness is his thing. He's the CEO and the founder of it. And this is Dr. Want to make sure I get that so people can understand. Dr. Chris Cancer.
Caster.
All good. Caster.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Cool. Dr. Chris Caster. There we go.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah. So we go back, man, I'm not going to say a time.
Yeah.
But we go back for years and you always had a certain energy about you that he was very zen.
Yeah.
And very mellow, but also very knowledgeable. You always had this wisdom and whatnot. And now that I turn around, you're now like doing this whole wellness thing. So I want you to talk about what led you down this path.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Originally, I got a little glimpse of what maybe natural medicine would be like when I was younger. I had a close family relative diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
And when they were going through their treatment, I'm young and I'm thinking the only thing with medicine is pharmaceutical drugs, surgery, things like that. And one of the things that really just stuck in my mind was that the person told me that their doctor, Western medical doctor, told them that while they're going through this process of healing, to visualize themselves healing, use their brain, right? Positivity, happiness. And they actually said, visualize your immune cells, your white blood cells, fighting the cancer and winning. And that kind of opened me up. Whoa. Our bodies, we can just think things and release these chemicals and these awesome things happen within our body. So that was like the kind of glimpse into it. And from there, I did some other things and I got to a point in my life where I really wanted to start helping people with natural medicine. So I went to school, got a degree in alternative medicine, continued after that, got another degree in professional health sciences and also acupuncture and oriental medicine. But a lot of that going down that path also stems from lifelong interest in martial arts. Okay. So the name Aiki Wellness Center comes from the martial art Aikido, right? And I felt that it was a good name because one, I love training. I love Aikido and the whole aspect of it. And Aiki, technically the short of it means to blend, right? So I wanted to blend natural medicine with our 21st century medical sciences and everything that we know, and bring it all together and work with MDs and Western medical professionals with the knowledge that they have and the knowledge that I'm gaining with natural medicine and just seeing how we can help people in the best ways.
Good. Yeah. When did you catch your aha moment? Aha, maybe this is meant for me.
Probably about 10 years ago or so. That was when I really started getting more of a peak interest in it, because at the time, I just wanted to start helping people more. I saw deficiencies in some of the treatments and things. And I was like, there's got to be more out there. And so I started exploring a lot more of it on my own. And then just one day I was like, you know what? I want to do this. So I did.
Good. Well, I'm made that decision. That you did.
Yeah.
You and I, we just did this treatment that you just did for me. Can you talk about what you did? And I can share what I felt.
Yeah. So, it has to do with mental health, and the one that I did for you specifically is for depression.
Okay.
There's a couple different modifications of it, but we worked on regulating, modulating different chemistry, different aspects in the brain and the body that are lacking in what we know with depression, right? Dopamine, serotonin levels, those feel-good chemicals and that reward center, pleasure, things like that. So we target the receptors of that to help modulate those, right? And get them back into balance, right? Create homeostasis within that chemistry there. Also different aspects of memory, okay? So like negative emotions trapped in our memories. So instead of thinking constantly those negative emotions, it reestablishes that homeostasis of positivity, looking for the good in that. And then also helping to regulate some of our other emotions like fear, anxiety, sadness, and then also our neuroendocrine systems, our hormones, right? So a lot of these things with stress, they all can create a cascade and everything's connected. So we put all these different systems together and help reestablish that homeostasis of the body and just regulate everything. And it works great. I have a few patients that I've had great success with just doing that.
Yeah. When you did it, I did it, about 30 minutes worth?
Yeah.
It's weird that you said it about the fear part, because some of it was just coming out of, oh man, like, where's this coming from? And overall, I feel better, more at ease. Life is so distracting. We have all these other things that's going on. But this one, I feel relaxed. Whatever fear that it was going on in my mind during the time, it's not really there as much as it was. And then also, I don't know, I just feel at peace, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I feel more chilled and calm than I did when I first pulled up and did everything. It was like, oh man, I got to make sure everything's right.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, and also with a lot of times with depression and some of these other mental health things, like our energy can be really low. So the hormonal intervention with that, regulating the HPA axis, which is part of our like stress response and things like that in the body. So it helps to modify that to get it back into balance. So you might have a little more energy, a little more pep in your step,
yeah.
More clear, more focused.
Yeah, definitely more clear. My mind it's cleared. It's hard to say.
So, and the other thing too, I know a lot of people are on antidepressant drugs for that, Prozac, things like that. The treatment that I did on you actually has been shown in research to work with that and help to metabolize everything going on with the medication to work better.
Nice. Right? So it supports it as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. You have mentioned that you've been doing this, not necessarily one that you did on me, but you've done this treatment with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind like just sharing the before, middle, and the after of seeing their behaviors?
Sure. Yeah. I'll talk about a couple of different people. One was someone that had real bad drug addiction, right? And they had gotten better, but they're still feeling down. I was working on this person. And after just a few weeks, they would be in family situations, things that would normally kind of get them bed or, amped up and things like that. And then they would just dwell on it. And they said that, wow, I got in these situations. I was just like, cool, we'll just deal with it. Instead of getting all those emotional and just those states of, and another gentleman too, real hard time growing up, this person angry a lot, right? A lot of anger outbursts and things, just little things that normally wouldn't get people angry or upset. But just again, after a few weeks, he come back and he's just, they're like, wow, I'm more calm. I can think more clearly. I'm not getting upset with everything. I'm not feeling down. I'm not dwelling on negative emotions as much. And I think that's a big thing is just when we're in these states, because we all go through, even if we're not diagnosed with it, every day we experience these anxiety
yes.
Depression, these things pop in our head. And it's just part of human nature, but how we're able to maybe take that and not dwell on it and let that overrun our life. That's the ticket. And this person was like, man, it's making a big difference because I can tell. And then their family could tell too.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Great. Because you see them in a certain lighting, in a certain setting. And you see those moments of maybe you see them intense or have their anxiety. But outside their family, the people that they deal with every day, if they start to notice it, then it shows that it worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which great. Is good.
Yeah. So just after a few weeks, reestablish some of that chemistry and everything that I talked about earlier. And then once you get to that point, then just do a little maintenance every once in a while, every couple months or whatever. Like sometimes they'll call me back and be like, I'm starting to get just a little bit, not where I was with you. So just get a little maintenance session and then they're right back and good for another few months or half a year or however long.
And you normally start probably what,
About a month, 2 months.
About that, yeah.
I know everyone varies.
Yeah, so 2 to 3 times a week for about a month and a half or so.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
So that helps really everything sit in and solidify the treatment and kind of reestablish everything that we're working on.
Good. Are there any other treatments that you offer that can help with depression or anxiety?
Yeah, yeah. So our gut-brain axis, there's a definite relationship between our gut, our emotions and how we feel and everything. So I do a lot of clinical nutrition. I can work with people's diets. A lot of times people, they're upset. So they're like eating stuff that's not so good for them. So we just help to pinpoint some of those things that might be causing that, right? So what you put in your stomach and in your gut can have a definite effect on your emotions and your mentality and your focus and all that stuff. So we work together with not only just the acupuncture neuroscience treatments, but also working on their diet and everything, right? Some other things I do a lot, that not just mental health. This medicine can work on every single aspect of health. It's pretty amazing. Before I got into acupuncture, I wasn't really too sure about what everything it could do. And then when you're in school and you're like, we can help with that? Whoa.
Yeah.
That too? And it's really an amazing thing. I mean, everything from like pain management, you know, to mental health, to insomnia, even like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, things like that. So are we going to reverse those things?
No,
of course. But you can slow down the progression, right? So it's pretty amazing. I do cupping with the cups.
Talk about that.
So we do that. I do a lot of that. I do what's called Tuina, which is like an Asian body work.
Okay.
Massage / not chiropractic, not massage, a little bit of both.
And blend.
Yeah, it's like a blend, you know, so I'm not like popping and cracking the spine so as much as just loosening up joints and things and soothing muscles and getting the body feeling good. I have people that just come in for that. I do like a head to toe.
Yeah.
Just whole body treatment.
I'm not for that.
And I got people that come in just for that and they love it too. So.
Good. I'm glad that you mentioned about the gut years ago. Before I became like a vegetarian, I was always at Hooters, right? The job that we used to work at.
Yep.
And for myself, I realized that I was becoming sluggish, angry, and I was always downing a Red Bull, if not a Monster, just to try to keep up, not realizing that it was my food. Man, here I am, I'm eating fried wings, burgers, not even having any veggies, right? My veggies, hey, give me extra french fries. And with that, for me, just being pretty much in decent shape, man, my energy level was like this, and then it just skyrocketed all the way to the ground. And also, I realized my mood. I was very angry on the inside. Not really angry, just like down, I would say. And when I changed my diet, and I started cleaning that up, and I started going on plant-based more, right? Okay, I'm still going to eat some seafood. I'm not going to eat any meat or anything like that. Like, my energy level not only went right back up, but then my mental was still getting better. And then even just like my body was like, oh man, I feel good. I feel great. So that was one of the things that I realized, like, that might be the first thing I need to change is my diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told you, like, off camera, I had a little minor injury, I guess you could call it, with my shoulder. And I was like, man, I need something else. Obviously, the doc gave me like some meds. It was like, hey, you're still going to feel it time to time. Just work it out. And I was trying to work it out. And it wasn't really, man, I was telling you, I could barely lift my arm like this without struggling or wanting to scream. And it led me down the path of going to get cupping, right? And I was just like, I saw Michael Phelps one time. I just saw the circles on his back and I was like, what is that? And it was cupping. And I just went down a rabbit hole and I was like, oh, it's gonna help with what? And then when I've done it different times, dry cupping and wet cupping. But for myself personally, the wet cupping is my go-to. I realized it helps and not only just with the physical, but also the mental, whatever stress that I was carrying on my back, no longer there. But I just want to say that because I've done it. There's a reason why we're doing this interview, because I'm such an advocate for it. And very similar to you, I love the blend of watching Eastern and Western medicine. Like, yeah, it can coexist if you know how to do it properly. It's just not just one, just do this. They both work together.
Mm-hmm.
They both work together. Just learn how to communicate on what you need with your doctor. And then also go to a natural doctor and say, hey, this is what he's providing. I'm going to take it, but I also want to work on this at the same time so I can get the best version of me.
Yeah. And a lot of times I reach out to their medical doctors and say, hey, here's what I'm wanting to do and this and that, and just touch base and try to establish those relationships and build and grow on it, because we work best when we work together.
Right? Yes, yes.
So yeah, it's good.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
No, but it is key. So for yourself, now that you're in this natural space, was there any doubt for you as far as, man, should I be doing this? Is this my business? Is this my niche?
Like, honestly,
yeah. I know for myself, like, stepping out and doing the solopreneur, entrepreneur, whatever you want to call it, it's stressful. Like, for me, it was like, man, I'm using all my coping skills just to maintain
right
my health. But for yourself, how was that?
It's exciting, right? But at the same time, really scary, too, because I don't work for someone else. It's all me. It's great to have this and this ability to have something that I can offer people. It'll really help them. And at the same time, I'm not relying on someone else to give me a paycheck either. So I guess that's the scary part, starting your own business and everything. You're on your own, but you're not on your own, because you got support of friends and great people like you, and
for sure,
especially family. And it's an exciting journey. It's scary. It can be sad at times, but it can be really happy and fulfilling as well. So it's just, it's a gamut of emotions.
Yeah.
But you keep going and keep going. I'm still trying to build this thing. I've been here in this building for about 2.5 years now. And I have questioned, is this right? Should I go and try to work for someone or do something when it's slow and I'm not growing the way I should? But I really just want to be here and help people. And I like working on my own. You can make your own schedule and things. And if I need to take a couple of days off here and there or whatever to spend time with family, you have the ability to do that without having to ask like a boss or something,
yeah,
right?
Can't need this off just because.
It's been a dream of mine since I was growing up, maybe when I was like a teenager in my early 20s and things. I thought it would be really cool to have like my own little martial arts studio and then a little herb shop and just do that. And I was like, that sounds really fun. So I'm doing that now. So speaking of the herb shop, I also do a lot of herbal therapy too.
Okay.
I'm blending different herbs, a lot of Chinese herbs, but a lot of Western herbs as well, to help with any kind of condition that people might have. So some of the things, like with anxiety, I have things that can maybe help calm some of those anxious thoughts, insomnia, sleep stuff, things with female time of the month. We have things that can help that if they're having those cramps and just emotional things that they go through sometimes. We can help with that with the herbs. So, and that goes right hand in hand with some of the food and things too. So on top of that, I have a really good metabolic detox program that I offer too. So it's like a 28-day metabolic detox program, and it just helps flush out all of the toxins, right, while stopping extra toxins from coming in. So we look at your food, look at the environment, look at everything around you, your mental state and everything. And then also do acupuncture sessions to correlate with whatever you're trying to work on as to why you're doing the detox in the first place. Some people just want to do it as a maintenance once every year or two, just to flush everything out, because we are constantly bombarded by toxins and
it's everywhere.
And it's getting worse, especially with the food and the water and the air. And a lot of people don't really realize what is in some of this stuff. So,
yeah, I definitely agree with that. As far as that, yeah, McDonald's, pretty much on every block, if not a McDonald's, is a fast food. And it's so easy to just make that decision of, do I have enough time to go home and cook? I'm tired, I just got off work. Let me just go to McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever and grab something, not realizing that that processed food is just, it's destroying you on the inside.
It sits there, yeah.
It sits there for days.
Yeah.
And even for myself, I detox about twice a year. I like to call it like an oil change.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's a good way of thinking about it, right?
Right. Like our bodies are like this machine. And for myself, I normally do it in June. And then I try to do one in December as well. Just trying to like, just make sure I'm good, flush everything out. So when the new year starts, there's no need to have my new year's, it's already there.
Right.
It's already there.
Yeah. It is part of you.
Yeah, it's already part of it. It's a lifestyle. That's what I like to tell people. It's not
a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change. It's not, oh, hey, I just got this goal. No, it's a lifestyle. If you shift your mind into this is what I'm doing permanently, that's it. And when I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to try the pescatarian diet.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know what? I actually like it. Now it's a lifestyle. I don't even think about eating.
Becomes chicken.
Yeah. I don't think about eating or anything like that. But I know, like, for myself, it definitely helps and it maintains me.
I'm definitely going to reach out to you.
Yeah, yeah.
When is that time?
For sure. What about some of the successful stories that you've seen when someone probably came in and then think that they was able to turn it around?
Yeah, I've already touched on, like, some of the mental health stuff. Those are great success stories, seeing people that are hesitant. Is this going to work or not? And they don't know. And then, yeah, they're seeing results within themselves. We've already talked a little bit about that, but a lot of stuff I do too is orthopedic with the joints. I've had quite a few people that are real close to getting knee replacements, knee surgeries, things like that. And I've saved them from having to do that, going through the few weeks of treatment with me and then just maintenance every once in a while. So it's really good to see them thinking, my gosh, I'm going to have to go to surgery. I got to be out of life for a while. And I don't know if I'll ever be the same. And to be able to do that without the surgery and to see them be able to have that range of motion again and their different joints and be able to start exercising again and use their body the way that they were before, it's really cool to see. I've seen people do that kind of 180. Yeah, so that's really good too. A lot of pain management stuff cool too, because that can often, if you're in pain, that can often lead down to depression as well. So helping people get out of pain, they're constantly in pain, and be able to get them to a point where they're not really feeling it anymore. And then just every once in a while, I'll come back for maintenance. I've had treating someone right now with that has Bell's palsy, which is a condition in the face where it attacks the nerves and the musculature in the face, and it doesn't, and droops, and it like hardens a little bit. So you only see it one side, like they can't lift their one side of their eyebrow. One side of the mouth might be drooping, and they just don't have that movement in the face.
Yeah.
When they think that, oh my gosh, we'll be stuck like this forever. But to help wake up those nerves in the face and work on the muscles in the face. And just after a few weeks, I've had people come back and just smile, like,
wow.
Both. And they can raise their eyebrows and everything, and it's evening out. So that's really cool.
That's like a complete 180.
It is, because they can see it. Like, they can see it, because every time they come in, I'm like, so have you noticed? Even though I might notice something, it's great to hear them say, yeah, I see a huge difference. And then when other people are seeing that difference in them, I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, I'm doing this. And they might not even be aware that acupuncture and some of the other things I can do can help with that. And that's the thing. I want people to know, too, that this medicine can help with almost anything. So even like neurodegenerative diseases, we can help slow the progression of those.
Yeah. So if it starts off aggressive, if someone wants to seek you, you can help slow it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily reverse everything, but it can slow it down where the person can feel confident. They can see, okay, this is slowing it down. I'm able to enjoy life the way I used to, instead of that whole like, oh man, my face is like looking like this. No one wants to talk to me or see me, or they're just judging me. It give that gentleman a hope. Man, okay, I'm good. I'm good. My confidence is worked.
Yeah.
And not only that, it may help open up the mind to try new things. It's good. Man, hey, do you have anything else that can help slow this down? Not only just acupuncture. Maybe I can go to you and you can come up with some sort of herb, mm-hmm. whether it's tea or something like that. Or just, hey, let's look at my diet. Let's see what I'm eating that making this extra aggressive. Yeah. Let's slow it down.
Right.
I think that is phenomenal for sure.
Yeah. It's really cool to see those changes in people. And then just their whole demeanor is brighter.
Yeah.
When that's what really makes me happy with what I'm doing, is being able to see those changes.
And it's based off your mental health. And question number one, what is one of your favorite coping skills that you use when you are feeling not like yourself?
I think music is the first go-to, maybe, in a way, because just music can help our brain activity and our brain patterns. It could put us in good moods. If we hear a song that we like and enjoy, that can instantly start changing the chemistry and just get us in a better mood if we're feeling down. So I think a lot of people use music as a good tool. So that might be maybe my one go-to if I'm by myself. Also, just reaching out to some other people, friends, family, people like yourself, support groups. Use your, how'd you put it?
What?
Use your resources, right?
So yeah,
that too. And then just always trying to look for the positive things. I know that's a cliche nowadays. Look for the positive. A lot of people, that's hard to do. It is. But I do a lot of listening to positive feedback and listen to things that I like and that I'm interested in that put me in that good mood of, wow, this is cool. I didn't know that. Now I learned something new. That's a positive thing. Even if you don't think something might be positive aspect, you can turn it around to have it be a positive aspect.
Yeah.
So I think those just few things are the go-tos. And then, of course, exercise is great. Exercise is good. The sun, getting out in the sunshine.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Florida. I know it's 120,000 degrees outside. You don't have to go out for long.
No.
Go out for 15 minutes. If you're stuck in the house because you're sad and depressed, just go outside and just feel the heat and the healing of the sun. That vitamin D getting in, the D3 getting into you. And it really has a good way of helping cheer us up. And with the martial arts training.
See, that was the question.
Yeah.
Because I know you talked about martial arts a little bit earlier in this interview. Did you realize that martial arts was something that you needed to do, or was it just something that just became a lifestyle?
It became a lifestyle in a sense. When I have had periods of kind of up and down where I maybe sometimes I'm training 5, 6, 7 days a week. Sometimes I haven't trained in it's like a year or two or so, just depending on life and things. And we all get stuck in kind of that mindset of, I don't have time to do this, but you got to make time, especially if it's something you really enjoy. When it's not just the training with the martial arts, because if you're in a good place, the people that you're with are part of your resource group. And it's really good because you become like a family. I've experienced in, my life. And we do a lot of things together. It's like we'll go to like training sessions and then we'll do like a potluck or just hang out or go somewhere and do different things and different seminars and stuff. And everyone coming together and talking about different ideas and all this stuff. And it's just a really good way to keep yourself happy and with other like-minded people too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Find like-minded people of things that you're interested in and just grow with it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Now, what is something that you tried and you sucked at, but over time you kept doing it and next thing it was like, man, this is actually good for my mental. I feel good.
Yeah. I'm going back to martial arts and things like that. Because especially when you first start something new, we all suck at it, unless you're a prodigy and things like that. And then even when you get better and you've been doing it for years and years, the awesome part is that you always have to keep that mind of openness. And I don't know anything. Otherwise, you don't grow.
Yeah.
So you really have to grow. And that's just, I think it's a lot of that.
Yeah. I like to highlight that because we live in a society now where I want instant success.
Yeah.
And for myself, I was like, man, this is, you put out the videos, you put out the show, and you don't see the numbers that you want to see. You don't see, oh man, I got like 50 million downloads. You didn't see that. Not right away.
Yeah.
But you have to give you a chance to grow, to learn how to be a better listener, learn how to be a better host, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And even for myself, now I'm learning Spanish.
Oh, dude,
it's okay. Horrible at it.
Yeah.
But now my streak is like 200 plus days or whatever.
Nice.
And now, like, I sit down and I can listen to a Bad Bunny song and I got half the verse down.
That's
I understand it.
Right? That's so good.
It went from saying hola to like, I'm like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Estoy bien, y tú? And such, and getting better at it. And it's just what you said, like, you have to be uncomfortable to know, hey, you're going to
slide your beginner zone, man.
Get out your comfort zone and just keep practicing it. We didn't know how to tie our shoes before. We was terrible at it as kids. And then over time, you get better at it. So I just wanted to highlight that.
Yeah. And one of the other things, too, is, I guess, doing acupuncture and being a natural healer in a sense, right? When you're in school and the first time you go to put an acupuncture needle in someone, you're all like,
you're shaking your nervous,
right? And they're like, ow. But over time, you get better. You get more comfortable. Confidence, too. I think that's a big thing. A lot of people lack confidence in what they're doing. Now, I don't mean to be, I don't want you to think confidence is like egotistical. Yeah, I'm the best. Or no, just know that what you're doing and having that positive, happy goal and mindset of it with that confidence, you know what? I can do this. I am doing good. Even if sometimes we don't think we are, We are. We all do good.
Especially when you keep doing something and doing something. We all can't be
the best at something right away. No, everything don't. Takes practice. And it's that journey. And when you look at that journey, and it's not the destination, right? Because there is no destination. There's no end to that learning process. It's like I learn every single day. I'm never going to get to where a point in my life where I'm like, yeah, I know everything. I'm better than all y'all. No. If you do that, then that's bad. You're not a good person. I don't think so. But you always have to have that open mind, that mindset, that childlike aspect to life, right? Not childish.
Yeah.
Childlike, where everything's like new and fresh. Even if you've done something 100 times, try and look at it in a different light or try and find something that you might not have known about it before and learn and grow from that. So really cool stuff.
But I view you as a superhero because it takes a lot to pour into others to help them and assist them and navigate them through that uncharted waters we call life.
Yeah.
Like people don't get it that they look at me and they're like, man, you always tell me your story. You talk about your suicide attempts and your depression and whatnot. And I'm like, it's not really trying to highlight me or anything like that. It's just so knowing that someone's out there that's struggling, right? That someone's out there that needs that story that they can resonate with. And hey, look, there's evidence that you can get out of that murky water.
That cycle, yeah.
Yeah, you can get out of that cycle and whatnot. And so for you to sit back and say, I'm going to assist you, not only in the mental part, but even if you're struggling with, man, okay, you said your knee hurt, let's work on something to get your knee. You said your back hurt, let's work on that. And that is something that real superheroes do, right? Like, you're doing it. And I wanted to applaud you.
Thank you.
I say that's great.
Yeah, very much.
Because I don't feel like a lot of people hear that. We all need that. Hey, man, you're doing a great job. Because sometimes it gets overwhelming. Not necessarily the work, but you taking on people's stories or people's energy. And that can get draining. And sometimes your cup is on a low while you're trying to fill somebody else's cup up, even though we're not supposed to do that. Just being who you are, and you've always been like this for years, helping me out, even back in the day, just like with your prep talk. So, hey, man, just lock in focus and you can do it. But now, I am doing it. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate everyone out there that gives me the opportunity to help them, because it is scary for a lot of people to step into something new, to actually go and seek out help. And is that in your experiences, do you feel that a lot of people are afraid to seek out the help, or there's like a stigma attached to maybe some mental health things?
Yeah. And what I've learned to do is reframe it, right? Instead of saying asking for help, because it seems like it's a weakness, I tell people, very simple, use your resources.
Okay.
You have resources.
It is. Right.
If I know that I need a lift to the other side of town, and Chris, you're available.
Guess what?
Hey, man, do you got a moment to just drop me off? I got this thing going on. Okay, cool. That's me using my resources. It's a positive thing. We all have resources on our phones or social media that we can say, hey, man, I need some sort of assistance with this. And then once, because even I have some clients that, man, I don't use the word help. And I just use your resources. And that just gives them that, aha.
That's good.
So yeah, that's the term that I always use for now on, is just use your resources.
Cool. I might use that.
With your
permission.
Yeah. Yeah, but it does help. It's, I do have
resources. It's a different way of viewing things, right? People get stuck in this state that they think that one thing is only one thing without realizing that there's other ways of viewing it.
Yeah, for sure.
View it different lights. And that can change your mental perspective, too. I do a lot of help working with people's mental perspective, too. People always concentrating on the downside of everything. With every downside, there's something good somewhere. You know the saying, look for the gold.
That's it.
Right?
Look, girl.
It's like during the gold rush, people digging through dirt their whole life. But they're not looking for the dirt. They're trying to find that gold. So instead of just constantly looking through the dirt, sifting through all the BS of life, you know, even if you don't think you have anything good, there is good. There is good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wanted to give a moment to spotlight not only you, but your business. I want you to sit back and talk about, you know, how they can find you, where they can find you at, and how they can book you.
Oh, so on and so on. Yeah, cool. Yeah, so the online, it's ikiwellness.com, spelled A-I-K-I, wellness.com. So you can go on there. A lot of good information on there about all the different modalities and things that I do and some of the things that I help with. And the phone number's on there as well, email address. I have Facebook as Ike Wellness Center, Instagram, also Twitter. So it's all Ike Wellness Center.
If you just do a search for that, I'm down here in Bradenton, Florida. And yeah.
Trust me, all of this is going to be in the descriptions and the show notes as well.
Cool.
Because I know, I've been knowing Chris for years, and the amazing work that he's doing, I'm not even going to say done, that he's still doing is phenomenal. And it's inspiring not only to myself, but also to your support group as well.
Thank you.
To watch you do this. With that being said, see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Just Believe Show. Together, we can raise mental health awareness and prevent suicide one step at a time. If you're currently struggling, you're not alone. I provided some resources in the show notes, so check them out. To learn more about my mission, or if you want to inquire me at Job Become an Event, please visit HerbieMack.com. Stay connected with me on social media. It's in the show notes. You get a glimpse behind the scene content, some uplifting content as well, and ways to support your well-being. Always stay true to yourself. Embrace the power of hope. Remember, you can make a positive impact. That being said, take care. Stay strong. Peace.